Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast, and it's our first of the year to talk about women's basketball with Bernita Jackson. And be sure to tell your friends about the Stain Gang Podcast. I think lots of people are going to be checking it out throughout the course of the season because women's basketball is going to be pretty exciting around Midwestern State this year. And we'll get our first look at Midwestern State, albeit on the road, when they take on Colorado Springs and Adams State this week. Basketball season is here. In fact, you played an exhibition against North Texas. What did you learn about your team in that exhibition against North Texas?
Man, I learned my team is definitely a lot bigger, stronger, faster, tougher than what they were last year. And last year, I thought they, you know, made some tremendous progress. It's not a knock against that group. It's just we're in a much better spot right now. So I'm excited about that. Defensively, we forced them to 26 turnovers.
And 19 steals,
and
right?
We had 19 steals. I mean, I'm excited about that defensively. It was hard to get on the glass because they were making shots. You
know, so, yeah, they shot like 70%.
It's unheard of from the field. But, you know, hats off to them. They're a really good team. Their team, you know, won their conference last year. And so, again, I love playing championship-level teams because there's very small room for error. And so your team has to learn really quickly, you know, don't shoot yourself in the foot, you know, little things like that. But our defense was there. We didn't convert on some of those turnovers. We would turn it back over. And so we got to learn how to clean that up. But for us to be such a new team with 12 new players, I thought our defense was there, and your defense can travel. And so I'm excited about that. And it can keep you in games, whether you're on or off shooting night. But definitely looking forward to having a much better shooting night. And the good news is we won't play, you know, players as good as that, you know, for the rest of the year. Yeah. But maybe one or two here or there. But, you know, they're a really good team, very well coached. And so it was a great experience for our team.
You also hit on something else I was going to ask you about, because this is basically, I know you've got Catalina Cortez is back, Kayla Spades is back, and obviously Zaria Carter is back. But other than that, it's pretty much a whole new cast of characters, isn't it?
Brand new team, which we knew that coming in. I mean, again, from the day I got hired, May 1st of 2023, till when school starts in August, you're not recruiting a quality roster in that amount of time. And so recruiting takes time. We had, you know, the season to recruit. We graduated out 8 girls, and so we're super grateful for that 100% graduation rate of those undergraduate students. 3.2 overall GPA, and so they got it done academically. We've connected with all of them, and they are all currently employed. And so their next step in life.
It's a degree that works.
It works. It works. And so their next step in life, they have made it. We're super proud of them, the foundation that they laid. But, yeah, we took the time and the season to recruit. And so it's 100% our recruiting class, and so we get to play more our style of basketball. And so as that process continues on, and it is a process, we understand that having, you know, time to recruit benefits us in the long run. And you got to be willing to play the long game when you are coming in and acclimating yourself to a new program, a new culture, a new, you know, really city, because I'm new to Wichita Falls as well. So, but it's been good. It's been very exciting. The girls are working hard. We're taller at every position. We're stronger. We're more skilled at every position. And honestly, like, just their energy, their work ethic is just, it's very high level. And so it, even when they make mistakes, they don't quit and they don't pout. They run back. They try to fix it. They respond. They're resilient. And so it's exciting to see as a coach, even though a lot of them are young, we're very young, they're resilient. And so when you look at the trajectory over the next 3 to 4 years as these young ladies continue through the process, how high is our ceiling? You know, that's kind of the question I'm looking forward to seeing over the next few months.
Well, in the short term, which of the newcomers do you think will make the biggest impact?
I would say we have a JUCO transfer post player, Anaya Williams from McLennan Community College. She's really good, and she just is so tough. She gets rebounds and does a lot of the dirty work. She's willing to guard the other team's best player, and so that takes some pressure off of Zaria Carter, and she doesn't have to guard the other team's best player, and she can kind of stay a little lighter to score more. And so what can Zaria Carter do when she's got another post player that can guard just as well as her? And then Emmy Steele, she's a transfer from Texas State. I really like her, about a 5'10", 5'11 guard who can shoot, get downhill, beautiful passer, can finish with left and right hands. Not a lot she can't do. And so we're excited to have her. And then we got a really dynamic freshman class. One of them specifically, Kirby Cash, out of the Sunnyvale High School. 6'2", kind of everything. I mean, utility player, but she can play the guard. We play her at the guard, and then we'll post her up some. I mean, she can play wherever you want her to. She's just a basketball player, comes from a basketball family. Her mom played in college, and so she's grown up in the gym, and she's grown up kind of like my daughter Kylie, like around it. And so she gets it in a different way. I don't have to over explain things. Her instincts are just there. She comes from a great competitive family. Both parents played collegiately, and I think dad professionally. So She just is a natural born athlete. And so excited about Kirby. Another dynamic freshman that we got, Carissa Cortez. She's Catalina's sister. So the two of them play well together. And Carissa is the winningest player from her high school program.
She set a couple of records at her high school program.
Set several records. And if you watch just the way she plays the game every day, she's just so tough and so competitive. You could see why she set so many records. She doesn't back down. She doesn't care. And so she's like – she's kind of like, you know, Kat's the nice version, and then Carissa's kind of like, you know, don't mess with me kind of version. And so the two of them play very well together, and it's fun watching them kind of make each other better.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Do you think having her sister here now helps Catalina, and how much growth do you see in her game this season?
Oh, it's been tremendous because she's actually being pushed and challenged. And so we've seen the spicy side of Catalina come out, and I like it. I tell her all the time, I'm like, ooh, is Cat getting spicy today? This is good for us. It's good when you have a point guard that, you know, kind of responds to the opposition. And then we've got another combo guard, Kalissa Sevier from the Lytle area, and she, same thing, just plays with a motor, plays hard. The way she can see the floor and move the ball on the pass is just beautiful. And so we're excited to see her come along as well. She's a freshman, broke all kinds of records at her high school. And so I don't mind recruiting freshmen. I don't mind us being young. I think
you don't mind playing freshmen.
Right, right. I don't mind playing freshmen, right. That might be from my old JUCO days. I don't know. I don't mind a freshman. Now, they do freshman things every now and then. But, again, when the energy and the focus and the excitement and the coachability is there, and they push through mistakes, I mean, it makes it fun. So.
I mean, and I know I'm going to sound like the old man here, but it's different now. I mean, mm-hmm. a freshman in 2024 is a lot different than a freshman was in 1994.
That's true.
There's just so much more basketball they've already played.
That's true.
And it may be a little bit different with women's basketball, but athletes in general now specialize in sports. Mm-hmm. And I think the same is true. These girls are probably playing basketball year-round.
They are. They're playing it year-round, and you have access to trainers and, you know, facilities and technology. You have access to all kinds of things, like you said, that weren't around back then. So, I think freshman now is probably a little bit different from maybe 20 or however many years ago, but they still have, you know, that growing piece to do.
Yeah, for sure.
As all freshmen. But the experience that they're going to gain over even just this weekend as we go to Colorado is just going to benefit them. So we go back, we watch the film, we assess, we evaluate. Here's what you dominated in, and here's where we need you to improve. So.
Well, speaking of going to Colorado, you're going to face Colorado Springs on Friday and Adams State on Saturday. These are your first two regular season games. And by the way, they'll be home for the Ashbrook Classic. Talking about the Midwestern State women will be home for the Ashbrook Classic November 15th and November 16th playing Rogers and Central. But let's focus on Colorado and that trip coming up. Let's start with Colorado Springs. What are you expecting to see out of that game?
Man, a very good competitive team, a very connected team. They won their conference last year. They're a postseason team, and so they're going to be playing from a different perspective and experience that we need to see early, and we need to get this understanding of what it takes to compete in our region. And so they have a really good post player, Mason White, that she was an all-conference player for them last year. Against us last year, she had like 22 points, 10 rebounds. I told them it can't happen. You know, there's a lot of things we could talk about, but we can't let her do that again. That was well over her average. We got to guard her better, and we have to go into the game knowing where she is. And so when she's out of the game and she subs out, we need to know that too, you know. And that doesn't mean take your foot off the gas. It's just we need to be mindful of where she is. Their guards shoot the ball very well from behind the three-point line. So my guards are going to have to get out and run them off that three-point line a little bit. We're going to have to guard better. So it's going to be a collective effort on Friday in order to, you know, come out on top. And I think my team understands that. We've been talking about it. We've been showing film. We've been practicing it. And so at this point, it's on them to kind of just execute the game plan for 40 minutes, take the in-game adjustments as we see it in Colorado, and just play as a team. You know, if they can commit to playing tough and playing together, we'll be all right.
How much are you going to be shooting the three?
I don't know if you saw the box score from that game. Alyssa Hutter, a transfer from Western Texas, she was 3 of 3 from behind the arc. And if you look at where she shot some of those threes, it was from deep. It was about Caitlin Clark, you know, distance and range. And I'm like, well, look at this. You know, this is exciting. I told her, this is why we recruited you, you know, so keep shooting. But we'll definitely be taking some shots. We need to be making some shots more than just taking them. We've been talking to our guards about that, y'all. You got to knock down a three ball. You can't make a three that you don't shoot. And so this week has been a hardcore emphasis on catching and shooting and just being ready for your shot, setting up your footwork before the catch so that you can knock it down with confidence. Your team believes in you. Your coaches believe in you. You got to believe in yourself and shoot the shot.
And then you've got Adam State coming up the second game of that back-to-back. Mm-hmm. You're being Alamosa, Colorado. Mm-hmm. November 9th is probably not the worst time to be there. A few weeks from now, you don't want to be in Alamosa when winter sets in. But what does Adam State show you?
Adam State is going to play a very up-tempo, aggressive-style defense. They play a little bit smaller ball, but that's because they're going to pressure you for 94 feet, and we got to be ready. We got to be ready for the different types of defenses that their coach throws at us, and we got to be ready for just that push and hit and arm bar on every play. So we got to be tough. We got to play through contact. We got to score through contact. And then on the defensive end, we've got to keep them out the paint. They're going to try to get downhill. They'll shoot some threes, but a lot of what they love to do is in transition. So the types of shots we take can determine how much offense they can get into in transition. And so we got to be smart about what shots we're taking and get back in guard transition.
Playing back-to-back at altitude, how much are you managing minutes?
I mean, hopefully they're drinking and hydrating up now, like we've been telling them. But we're just going to kind of play it by, you know, who's producing and who's winded and just kind of, you know, go from there. But I think we gotta go into it with the mindset to, you know, play the people that's helping us win. And if they need a little sub, we'll sub them out for a minute. But I have no intentions of load management this early.
In my impression, and I've only watched your team for one season, but my impression last year was if you're playing well, you're on the floor.
You're on the court. I'll call a timeout, get you a quick breather.
Bernita, I appreciate your time today, and thanks for doing the Stank Gang podcast. I'm looking forward to doing this whole season. I think this is going to be a great year for Midwestern State women's basketball. So it's fun to get it underway, and I can't wait to see you here with the Ashbrook Classic coming up November 15th and 16th. That's a 5:30 game on the Friday and a 6 o'clock game that Saturday night. We want everybody to be at the Lincoln Coliseum for those two games.
Yes.
She's Bernita Jackson, the head women's basketball coach here at Midwestern State. I'm Pete Stein saying thanks for listening to the Stank Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends.